Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The dictator of North Korea, Kim, en route to Russia. We do not have confirmed meeting place with Vladimir Putin nor confirmed date with Vladimir Putin, but the discussions we can comment upon, and I welcome David Maxwell, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, to help me with what we're told by the Financial Times and others is a list of those accompanying the Kim delegation. It's a long train. There are lots of seats. David, a very good evening to you. We're told by reports that the North Korean leader has a ruling party official, good for him, but this man is in charge of munitions. We're also told that accompanying the dictator is the head of the Science and Technology Committee and admirals and the Marshal of the Army. There's a long list of generals serving all these various posts. Chairman of the Space Science and Technology Committee struck me as the oddest, but also the others are linked with spy satellites. What do you make of this list that is accompanying Kim? Why do we have this list, and what does it mean for the upcoming negotiations? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yeah, I think what this really means is I believe that there's been a lot of pre-coordination between Moscow and Pyongyang. I think that North Korea knows what it's going to be asking for, or probably has already asked for it. And of course, Russia certainly has. But the way I think we should view this is that two failed states, Putin's war in Ukraine is failing, and North Korea has failed in all of its policy objectives and its strategy. And they're coming together to try to help each other, mutual aid to each other. Now, what Russia wants ammunition, particularly 152 millimeter artillery ammunition and small arms, Kim likely has a long list of demands in return. While much of the press speculates about food and perhaps oil, I don't think Kim is interested in food at all. I think what he wants is technology to help his nuclear program, miniaturize his nuclear weapons, for his missile program, reentry technology for his ICBMs. He recently had two failed satellite launches. He needs intelligence and therefore imagery from Russian spy satellites. So he is going to be really demanding advanced military capabilities that Russia has, and intelligence sharing to really help him advance his programs against South Korea and the ROK-US alliance. And so I think that's what he is going to be demanding in return for him providing very old but capable ammunition and weapons back to North Korea. Kim is also going to spin this internally. And the fact that a great power, quote unquote, of Russia has to come begging to North Korea for aid. And this is going to reinforce his propaganda narrative that North Korea is a great country, self-reliant, and is able to be a player among the, quote unquote, great powers.
The original assumption was this was about the war in Ukraine, and I have to believe that is an aspect of these negotiations, Putin to give an audience to Kim for 122 and 152 millimeter shells, which Russia is using plentifully in Ukraine. There's also talk of anti-tank missiles. However, it's more puzzling what it is that Russia's willing to trade for all of this. I would have thought just oil and cash, maybe. But you're suggesting advanced technology in some fashion, ballistic missile technology, satellite spy ring technology, or artificial intelligence. I mean, what does Russia have to trade to a country as isolated as North Korea?
Well, I think it, you know, it already has shared a lot of technology over the years. Certainly North Korean missiles are of Russian former Soviet design. But I think I'm not sure about AI and the like, but I think reentry technology for ICBMs, miniaturization of nuclear weapons, I think those are very possible demands. Whether Russia will give it to them or not, that's a question. And of course, we also should remember that they don't need this meeting to conclude these deals. You know, the meeting, I think, is symbolic and may, in fact, be part of an attempt to stand up to the recent security arrangements concluded at Camp David. And we should remember that the strength of Japan, ROC, and U.S. security arrangements are far superior to what North Korea and Russia and China as well, the access of authoritarians or the threesome of convenience can ever generate, because the ROC, Japan, and U.S. Arrangements are built on trust, mutual shared values, and long-term relationships, whereas China, Russia, and North Korea, they don't share that level of trust or shared values, except for authoritarianism. And of course, it's in Kim Jong-un's DNA to play Russia and China off against each other, just as his grandfather did Mao and Stalin. Kim Jong-un is likely to play Putin and Xi off each other for his own gain.
China, there is the suggestion that one of the topics might be joint naval exercise between China, Russia, and North Korea, which to my knowledge has not happened before. I don't think of North Korea as having a fleet to exercise. Recently, China and Russia exercised in the Sea of Japan. That was understood as threatening. But for these three to work together, does that mean Beijing has signed off on all of these conversations and is not being left out of the room?
I think it's likely that China doesn't want a very visible role in North Korean support to Russia for obvious reasons, geopolitical reasons and international condemnation, but is happy to allow North Korea, acting as sort of a cutout, to provide support to Russia. Clearly, the malign nature of both Kim Jong-un and Putin's regimes, it's expected that they will support each other. And China maintains some kind of plausible deniability in this and doesn't have to provide direct support to Russia, but is happy to have Kim Jong-un do that for them.
Does this move Kim up in the pecking order of the axis of evil? We have a war in Europe. The only people sitting out are generally understood to be the global south led by India, the non-aligned states of the first Cold War. So is Kim making a move that will put him as a more important state than heretofore?
Practically, I don't think so. But from a narrative perspective, the Propaganda and Agitation Department, I think you're correct in that is certainly North Korea's intent. They certainly want to present Kim Jong-un as a great leader and somebody of power and stature on the world stage. But I don't think it's going to really change things. That said, North Korea has a long history of proliferating weapons training to conflict zones in Africa, in the Middle East, missile capabilities sharing with Iran, with Pakistan. And so its activities around the world, plus its global illicit activities of smuggling, counterfeiting, drug trafficking, it is a player on the global stage, a player of malign activities. So this is not really anything new, but it is because of what's happening in Russia and this axis of authoritarians, axis of evil, threesome of convenience, really coming together in Northeast Asia to counter Japan, the ROC, and the U.S.
About countering the ROC, Japan, and the U.S., that meeting at Camp David, we talked about it just a few weeks ago. Did that push Putin into this audience that South Korea is now getting into the battle in some rhetorical fashion?
Well, President Yoon has called South Korea a global pivotal state. It's certainly becoming a partner in the arsenal of democracy, selling advanced weapons to Poland, Romania, as well as backfilling U.S. 155 millimeter ammunition, artillery ammunition that it's sending to Ukraine. So it's indirectly providing lethal support to Ukraine. But I don't think this is a tit for tat. I think this is a real need by Putin for such ammunition. And Kim Jong-un views this as a real opportunity, really, to extort concessions from Russia. Again, we should look at this as manipulation by Kim Jong-un, opportunity to get things that he needs. And for him, there's a lot of benefit. But I really think we must look at this not, I mean, it is certainly a threat, but it's also an indication of weakness and failure on all their parts. You know, they have to go to the weak state of North Korea to get help in Russia. And North Korea has been unable to accomplish any of its objectives, getting sanctions relief, extorting concessions, splitting the ROK-US alliance, the US-Japan alliance. You know, everything North Korea does and China does drives the like-minded democracies together. So there's a lot of failure on the part of the axis of authoritarians. And we should keep that in mind and exploit that.
David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and also the Global Peace Foundation. I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.